Let's go to solving the world's problems, and I'm joined by Herald senior writer Simon Wilson. Hello, Simon.
Kia ora, Jesse.
We'll go to the National Party if we get time at the end, because I know you follow politics closely as well, but I'm really interested in your primary topic today, which is the bipartisan enabling housing supply bill. One of the first times in living memory that Labor and National have got together, and the pitch was that they were going to remove the risk of NIMBYism and political interests. Scuttling this bill. And we're all feeling pretty hopeful when that happened.
I think that's absolutely right. This is a process, an accord on a topic that politicians normally feel that they can't risk taking to an election because there'll be people who'll be too outraged and won't vote for them. But they know it has to be done. So having a political accord which takes that level of the politics out of it is splendid. You really hope they would be able to do something like that in the area of climate change as well.
And yet, Simon, I have really struggled to find someone who can tell me that this bill is a good idea.
I know it's difficult, isn't it? What's interesting about it is that with the accord, the argument between the NIMBY, you can't do anything to change my neighbourhood, and people who want to build a denser city, has been replaced by an argument about how you build that denser city. And on the one hand, you've got people saying, actually, what's important is that we strip away as many regulations as possible because they delay the process, and we enable developers and property owners to build with just a kind of core sense of what we require in order to get that the density, to get more houses built. Now, that's on one side, and on the other side, there's an argument that says actually regulations are all that keep us from getting bad housing, because too many developers too often will only do what they are required to do by law. So you can't rely on goodwill. You've got to regulate for the quality of what we want. And if you strip away too many regulations, you make it quicker and easier for them to build, but you risk having a poor standard of housing being developed. And both arguments are true.
Yeah. What is your biggest... I will say that I've taken a personal interest in this, and I called around some developers, and they all had different objections. None of them liked it. One that was put to me was that that this actually isn't increasing density or not in the right ways, because you've got a maximum of three houses that can go onto one property, a maximum of three, so you're actually barring developers from putting something bigger than that into the property, which means you get a whole lot of the same sorts of buildings throughout Auckland.
I think there's probably a way for them to get around that, because there is no, in the new bill, there is no minimum section size. So you can subdivide your section and put three dwellings on each newly subdivided site, and then you can subdivide again and again, and as long as you don't cover too much of the land.
50% of the land.
Yeah, that's right.
Of
each section, that's right. You can put a lot up. So I'm not sure that will really be an impediment to them. One of the other risks, though, is that because this bill introduces a single housing zone for all of the Tier 1 cities, which is Auckland, Tauranga, Hamilton, Wellington and Christchurch. And it's a fairly dense zone. One of the risks there is that developers will look for where it's easiest to build, and often that is greenfields, often that is on the edges of the cities. It's recognised that if you want a denser city, you don't want to have too much urban sprawl, because that creates all sorts of social problems. So this bill doesn't address that issue. Although its advocates will say that actually it'll create more housing everywhere, and that will in itself make the cities denser.
Yeah, but Auckland Council's objection, and the objection from other people I've heard as well, is at the moment Auckland Council incentivises you to put your new developments on in places where they want you to put them, near the train stations, along main arterial routes, whereas this means you can throw anything up anywhere.
That's absolutely right. And my own view is that the idea that you concentrate your density along arterial routes where there are buses and trains, and even if there aren't good public transport routes on those arterials now, there will be, and also around town centres, I think that's a good idea. If you're in Auckland, you could think of a place like Great North Road where there's so much development that could happen quite easily, and it's starting now. And you get a real transformation of the number of people who are around. Council have gone further than that. Council, Auckland Council in particular, have said, oh, we don't like the idea that you'd be able to build more densely around the little shopping centres. So, you know, the row of half a dozen shops in a suburb. I'm not sure what they're objecting to there. That strikes me, again, as a good place where you want more people living. It makes the shops more viable. It means you're probably going to get more shops. And, of course, if there is a half a dozen shops somewhere, there will almost certainly be a bus stop there as well. So I think the council's response, while parts of it have been completely understandable, they want to focus on the arterials and the transit routes and the town centres. Council's response also has tended to be, you know, we're already doing a fine job, thank you, and just let us get on with it. And actually, that's not true. They're doing a pretty good job or a reasonable job, but they need to be doing more.
And we haven't even got to the impact on sunlight and some of the other objections, the speed at which it's being done, the difficulty with which you'll be able to undo it. But we're out of time, and we might get you back to talk about National Party at some point, Simon, because I know you'll have some thoughts on that. But thank you. You've written about this. Has it been in the Herald yet?
I've written about the housing on Tuesday, but I have another piece coming this Saturday.
Great.
And actually National Party next week too, I think.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you. Simon Wilson on the new bipartisan. Be interesting to see what happens with national support of that with the forthcoming change in leadership. The upcoming change in leadership.